Dictation for William Hubbard, H-U-B-B-A-R-D, January 664. Addressed as a letter to Dr. Mary, M-U-R-R-A-Y, 4639360. Dear Dr. Mary, follow up for Mr. Hubbard. IgA vasculitis, renal failure, nephrotic syndrome, last visit in May. All feet wounds has healed. Doing physical therapy. Edema improved. Wearing compressing stockings as well as the Velcro type. Presently no antibiotics. He's feeling much better. Being able to go a few days a week in person to work. Appetite is good, no vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding. He is measuring off and on urine output around 2,000, minimal fominess. Pressing weight up to 256. He uses CPAP machine at night. Noche spent palpitation syncope. Sun dyspnea activity not at rest, northopnea PND. In terms of anemia, has received blood transfusion and high dose of Eranesp. Supposed to see pulmonologist in the near future, has pleural effusion and prior documented pulmonary hypertension. Pressing medications include Demadex, 30 milligrams, Onhydralazine, Metoprolol, no ACE inhibitors or ARBs, on short long-acting insulin, on phosphorus binders, next paragraph, pressing weight to 56, blood pressure by nurse 153.85, presound decrease on the left from pleural effusion, for the most part clear on the right side. Alert or intestine free, no pericardial wrap, obesity of the abdomen, stable edema or improved, compressing stockings. Next paragraph, chemistry is in June. Excuse me, chemistry is in July. Creatinine stabilizing around 2.04, representing a GFR 36 stage 3B, a normal sodium potassium acid base, a low albumin of 3, corrected calcium normal, liver function test not elevated, glucose lower hundreds, anemia 9.2 with a normal white blood cell platelet, MCV at 91, ferritin 181, saturation normal, B12 folic acid normal, last 24-hour urine collection was in May. It was 27.9 grams. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. William has biopsy proving IgA nephropathy. There was membranoproliferative abnormalities with IgA deposits, given the prior leukocytoclastic vasculitis on a skin biopsy, palpable purpura. This will be IgA vasculitis with nephrotic syndrome, progressive renal failure, edema well controlled or improved on diuretics and compressing stockings. Attempts of immunosuppressants, prednisone cell sepsis, he developed streptococcus pneumonia sepsis. There has been leg ulcers as well as foot osteomyelitis, all of them heal, presently off antibiotics. There has been refractory anemia requiring high dose of ARNSP. He has dyspnea in relation to pleural effusion. There has been no documented event thrombosis or pulmonary embolism. Testing in the past were negative. Right-sided cardiac cath did show moderate pulmonary hypertension at Henry IV. There was non-obstructive or minimal coronary artery disease. No procedures were done. Mitral valve was considered mild, not severe. We discussed about potential retried medications like ACE inhibitors or ARBs as a way to control proteinuria. We discussed about immunosuppressants favoring treatment for nephrotic syndrome. On the biopsy, there was a 75% effacement. We can tailor immunosuppressant for that purpose. He is very concerned about side effects. He's been fighting this close to 10 months, and right now he's feeling the best, going back to work. At this moment, he's not amenable to invasive procedures. Notice that on the renal biopsy, there was focal areas of crescent abnormalities. No indication for dialysis. Continue to follow, end of dictation.